We're joined here by Coach Jeremy Slaughter of the Tri-County Girls. I was telling him off the air, I obviously did PA for those that were at the Ketchum Center. Probably heard my voice on Saturday doing the Tri-County games. And, Coach, it's amazing how much easier these interviews are to do when I can actually see a game and see your team in person and then talk to you about it after the fact.
Yeah.
You play fast. We had talked about that throughout the Tuesdays so far this season. But it's fun to see your team because, you know, it's clearly better. Yeah, you have a lot of athletic ability and you like to play fast overall because it's the first time I've seen your team play. How do you feel like you played on Saturday morning?
Well, we didn't shoot the basketball very well. That was kind of the first thing that stuck out. We got off to a slow start, and for us, you know, one of the things that's important is that we set the pace of the game. And I thought the first quarter we struggled a little bit. We got things going in the second quarter and played well in the third, and then, you know, we weren't real happy with how the fourth quarter went. But, you know, anytime you can get a win at Holiday Hoops, that's a good deal for your program. And, you know, we're going to work hard over the next couple of weeks and get one more game in there.
Yeah, with your team, we'll certainly talk about the Mercer game too. Was there, because it's one thing to lose, because I know we had hyped it up as a big game. It was a big opportunity for your team last week. Was it more disappointing that you lost or that you lost by 32?
Well, I think it's anytime it's disappointing when you lose a game like that. You know, last week was a big week for us in terms of our season. We had a big win against Osborne on Tuesday, a team that had beaten us by 28 last year, and then going into that Mercer matchup, we knew there were some things that we needed to do well in order to win the game, and we never really felt like we got ourselves in that position, and that's really a credit to Mercer and the job that Coach Smith does up there. And what they did to us was they really kind of used a half-court, three-quarter-court pressure to slow us down so we couldn't get into our running game and kind of get the looks that we like. When we got into our offense, we seemed to shoot the ball pretty well that night. It was just they were a better team than us that night, and, you know, we have to regroup and move forward and hope we get some help down the road.
Well, and then we talked about the Osborne game being big, the Mercer game certainly being big, and I know if you had your choice, if I gave you 1-1, you'd say, oh, I'll take the conference win, and unfortunately
right.
We can't do that for you, but that Osborne win you had Tuesday, that was a good win for your program.
Yeah, you know, that's a team that's a very good team. They lost one player from last year, and like I said, they beat us pretty bad, but we were pretty young in our program, and we were competitive when we played them over the summer. It was one of those things where we just kind of kept getting closer. We saw them a couple times last summer. They beat us by 10, then they beat us by 1, and then so to go to their place, and that can be a tough place to play and play as well as we did, probably our best game of the year. You know, that was a good night for us, and something that we can look at and say this is how good we can play, and we just need to get more consistent playing that way.
Yeah, you kind of mentioned it there that, you know, you get to the point that you see these spurts where the girls look good for about 2-3 minutes, and you go, it's not realistic because nobody really does unless, you know, maybe you're top of the food chain and going to win a state championship and those things. But, you know, you would like to see that for 32 minutes. It's hard to do for 32 minutes, but you also look for that high level. You look for that as often as possible, and that's the goal at this point, is it not?
Yeah, I think especially in the effort range, you know, defensively, this is the time of year where you can play at a high level all the time, and what you hope is as the season goes on, you begin to shoot the ball at a higher level from three-point range, and you get better at finishing plays, you get better at your free throws. And so I think defense usually comes first in that situation, and then what we have to do now is get more consistent offensively. And I think if we do that, we're going to be a tough team to play against throughout the year.
You kind of, and I know that in general you like to do this because she's an excellent player and can put the ball in the hole, but you had your offense, I don't know if it ran through Bailey Hoover necessarily on Saturday, but she had a good game putting the ball in the hoop.
Yeah, you know, we have a couple players like that. Bailey was our second leading scorer last year. We also have Jaden Almond, who had a couple had a big game against Osborne and Mercer as well. Those two players are the two that not only can they shoot the ball from outside, but they can also put it on the floor and get to the basket and finish. And so we do look for them in those types of situations. And Saturday, I thought, was a good example of how we've learned from earlier in the year. Against Pattonsburg, we kind of had the same sort of situation to start the game. We weren't shooting the ball well, and we didn't adjust like we needed to. And I thought Saturday we really adjusted, and Bailey had, had the hot hand, and we continued to find her. And that's really what we have to do. We have to play team basketball. We have to play together. We have to share the ball, and we got to find the player who's shooting the ball well.
Yeah, not that you dominated the game Saturday, but I thought you kind of got to a point in the second half where you ran away from Buckland a little bit. What was the key to that little spurt that you had?
Well, I think just executing, what we were trying to do offensively. We made some adjustments where we said we got to get away a little bit from the three-point shot. We got to attack the basket a little bit more. But probably more important than that, I think we controlled the boards. I think we ended up with 50 rebounds total in the game, and we got some putbacks and second chance looks. And whenever you're not shooting the ball well, you got to find extra possessions either by getting steals, or you have to get offensive rebounds. And I thought we did a good job of that.
So let's kind of set up this game on New Year's Eve, because I'm going to be out of town that day, and I'm looking forward to seeing family. But I'd like to kind of see this matchup too, because I think folks know that as far as programs that are trending in a good direction, you're one of them. Hardin Central has a boys team that's rebuilding a little bit this year, but their girls are very solid. And you get a chance to play Hardin Central 6 o'clock on New Year's Eve. And I think for your team, the most exciting part of that is that's going to be one of the last games of Holiday Hoops, where I hope the weather holds and both teams can get there, because I would assume there's going to be a good crowd, and to play on New Year's Eve kind of sounds exciting for the girls.
Yeah, I think we are the last game, actually. So we're excited about it. That's a team that really took it to us last year in district basketball, but we feel like the teams were probably a little bit closer. It was our fourth game of the week, and I think maybe they lost a player or two from last year's team. And watching them earlier this year, they're a very good team. They have some balance. They have length. They have some taller girls. So for us, that's important. Again, Mercer last Thursday night, their length was able to slow us down, so it'll be an opportunity for us to come out and see, can we control the tempo against a team that's maybe longer and can slow the ball down with their different looks on defense. And for them, they're probably thinking the same thing. They got to slow us down, and so it's going to be an interesting matchup, two very different teams, and it should be an exciting way to end Holiday Hoops.
Obviously, here on Monday and Tuesday, we spend a lot of time looking at the HDC conference, and on the girls' side, and I think I had this realization, but I just kind of look at the teams and what they have, and of course, there's always some teams that you consider to kind of be in rebuilding mode or a little bit younger, but Gilman City's getting better. I know Newtown is getting better. North Harrison is solid. Mercer is solid. Winston, I think, is better this year than last year. The conference looks, girls-wise this year, pretty good as a whole. I like the balance.
Yeah, it's a very tough conference. Every night you better play well or you risk losing. There's some very good teams. Mercer, obviously, we saw them and how good they are. Grundy County's been playing very well. Winston, East Harrison, both very tough teams, very talented players on those teams. And like you said, Newtown and Gilman City continue to improve. So it's really going to be a fun conference season as we continue to get going, and should be an exciting conference tournament later in the year.
So New Year's Eve is a Monday night. That is 2 weeks from yesterday. This will be over at the Ketchum Center. The Tri-County girls play Hardin Central. They'll play Novinger on January the 3rd, just a couple of days later at 6, and then have Gilman City coming over to Jamesport on the 8th. That might be the day of our next coach's interview. It looks like that will be the case, Tuesday the 8th. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good luck against Hardin Central on New Year's Eve.
Thank you. We appreciate the coverage.